Hi, everybody. I would say good morning, except for actually right now it's good afternoon to everybody, to all my seventh graders. If you are in my seventh grade Navi class, I hope you are listening. It is Tuesday right now at about 2:15, and I'm going to try to do this. I did this last night for my eighth grade, and I think it worked, and I'm going to try it now, even though it's Tuesday now. I don't think you're going to get to hear this till Wednesday, but I'm going to say hello to everybody, and that I definitely missed you. I wish more than anything I could be back in the classroom teaching you. I hope that you are doing well and handling being at home and staying safe and washing your hands some more. Good morning, Shandy. Good morning, Devora. Good morning, Aviva. Good morning, Shandy. Good morning, Mary. Good morning, Ariella. Good morning, Aviva. Good morning, Adira. Good morning, Tikva. Good morning, Tzipora. Good morning, Rivka. Good morning, Naomi. Good morning, Eliza. Good morning, Chani. Good morning, Rivka. Good morning, Ariella. Good morning, Ayala. And good morning, Dahlia. And we even have some more girls because we're joining everybody together today. Good morning, Leia. Good morning, Shayna. Good morning, Figarizo. Good morning, Meira and Mary. Good morning, Sarala and Yochaved. Good morning, Ora and Mindy and Meira. Good morning, Chevy. Good morning, Manucha. Good morning, Chassi and Riva. Good morning, Chani and Nama. And good morning, Tippi. Oh, my goodness. Okay, we're going to start and hope this works. And I really, really miss seeing each and every one of your smiling faces being back in school. If you could please get a Navi. I know I told you not to bring your Navim home, but if you could get a Navi from your house and turn to Shmuel Aleph Perek Yud Gimel, we will start. This parak is actually the first of one of Shaul's tests that he has as a melech, and we're going to learn the first inyan is the first 10 psukim, and I would like to do first 10 psukim now. I don't plan for this to take more than like 15 minutes, and if you could please follow along with a nevi. That's what happens when you're recording in your house. And your house starts calling, or someone's calling your house, I mean. Okay, that's part of life that I am at home and not in school, and hopefully no children will interrupt or anything, but we will start. All right, if you have your Navi notebook and you would like to write the name of the Indian down, you can write Perek Yud Gimel at the top. And the Indian is called Hanisayon Shal Sha'al Ba'Gilgal. Hanisayon is the test of Shal and Gilgal, and the Indian is Aleph Three Yud. You really don't have to write much down, but I want you to know the story, and maybe we'll summarize it in notes. Maybe with a sheet I'll be able to send, and you'll be able to fill it out like that. But really, just listen, and you could write the name of the Indian, Hanisayon Shal Sha'al Ba'Gilgal, Aleph Three Yud. One more thing before we start is that Shal does have has four children, four sons and two daughters, and one of his sons' name is Yonason, and Yonason comes up in this parak, so his son's name is Yonason. All right, Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Aleph. I hope you are with me. Ben Shana Sha'al B'Malko. Sha'al was in the first year of his Malchus. Ushtayim Shana Malach Al Yisrael. And 2 years he ruled over Yisrael. So Ben Shana Sha'al B'Malko literally Pshat means that Sha'al was in the first year of his Malchus. But other Mefarshim say, if you look in Rashi, the first line of Rashi in Perek Yud and Pasuk Aleph, says Amar Rav Hussein Zechonim Levracha, Kaben Shana, he was like a 1-year-old, Shalo Tam Tam Chi, that he didn't have the taste of an Avera. He wasn't a 1-year-old, but he was like a 1-year-old, as pure, as sweet, as innocent. They've never done anything wrong. So Shaul was like a 1-year-old in the fact that he hadn't done any Averos. Or the other explanation is that it was just the first year of his Malchus, and he ruled for 2 years over Bnei Yisrael. Okay, so that's Ben Shana Sha'al B'Malko. Either he was like a 1-year-old, he didn't do any nevirus, his Shama was pure innocence, or it was literally first year with Malchus. Okay, continuing. All right, if I read the pasuk, will you translate it while I go? Ve'yuchaylo Sha'al. But I can't hear you translating, so I guess I'll have to do it. Oh, I miss each and every one of you tremendously. Ve'yuchaylo Sha'al, and Sha'al chose for himself. Shaloshas alafim Yisrael, 3,000 men of Yisrael. Vayu'im Shal alpayim, and they were with Shal 2,000. Vamechmash and Mechmash, that's the name of the place. of a high base cell and the mountain of base cell. So Shaul took with himself 2,000 to Mechlash and base cell, but Aleph and 1,000, he took 3,000 total soldiers, 2,000 he took, and 1,000 Hayu im Yonason were with Yonason, Vegivas Binyamin and Givas Binyamin as a place. Vayesa Ha'am Shalach Ishlo Halav, and the rest of the nation, each man sent his tent. He sends everybody else home. So this war in particular, Shaul takes 3,000 total. 2,000 he's in charge of, and 1,000 Yonason is in charge of. If this was today, they definitely would not be allowed to be together because it's more than 10 or 50 or 250. I don't know what the law is right now. Every second it keeps changing. But at this time, Yonason took 1,000 and Shaul took 2,000 for a total of 3,000 soldiers, plus a gimel. The Plishim were starting up with Bnei Yisrael and making their life pretty miserable. And they were fed up, and Yonason actually ends up killing one of the Plishim, plus a gimel. But Yach Yonason, and Yonason struck Esnativ Plishi, a Plishi officer, Asher B'Giva, that wasn't Giva, the Yishmael Plishim, and the Plishim heard the Shal Takaba Shofar, and Shal blew the shofar, the Chal Ha'aretz, in all the land. Lemur saying, Yishmehu Ha'ivrim, let the Jews hear. The Plishim were getting ready to fight against Bnei Yisrael, and Shaul was warning everybody, let the Jews hear, let the Jews hear, because the Plishim are getting ready to go fight. So looking at Gimel one more time, but Yach Yonason and Yonason struck Esnativ Plishi, a Plishi officer, Asher B'Giva, that wasn't Giva, Yishmehu Plishim and the Plishim heard. The Plishim heard, and they were frustrated and annoyed. V'Shal Takab Shofar, and Shaul blew the shofar. V'Chal Ha'aretz in all the land, Lemur saying, Yishmehu Ha'ivrim, let the Jews hear. Pasuk Dalet. The whole Yisrael Shamu, and all of Yisrael heard Lemur saying, Hikash Shal Esnativ Plishim, Shal struck a Plishi officer. Oh, you're asking me a question. Oh, I couldn't hear you. Right, the pasuk before says that who struck the Plishi officer? Oh, good, I don't know who answered that. I couldn't hear you, but Yonason did. And now pasuk Zal, the pasuk says that who did? Shal, oh, excellent. Do you know the answer? Oh, right. Shaul is the king. He gave the command, but who actually followed the command was Yonason. So the command came from Shaul. Yonason actually did the killing. But basically, all of Yisrael heard that Shaul gave the command to kill the Plishi officer. The Gam Nevash Yisrael B'Plishim. Also, Yisrael became hated by the Plishim. And the Plishim are going to get ready to fight with me. Yisrael B'Zaku Ha'am Achrei Shaul, and the nation gathered after Shaul. Ha-Gilgal and Gilgal, and they're all gathering after Shaul, and now the Plishim are getting ready to attack. How many soldiers does Bnei Yisrael have? 3,000. But look at this, Pasuk Hey. I hope you're with me. Parak Yud Gimel Pasuk Hey. O Plishim Ne'esmo, and the Plishim gathered, Lihi Lachim, to fight in Yisrael with Yisrael, Shloshim Elef Rechav, 30,000 chariots. A lot of chariots. Visheshes elephant prashim and 6,000 horsemen. Va'am kachol, and the nation was like, what's kachol? Sand, good. Al sher aspasayim l'rab. There was as many as the sand on the seashore. Va'yalu, and they went up. Va'yachanu b'mechmash, and they camped in Mechmash kedmas beis avon, to the east of beis avon. So the person had 30,000 chariots and 6,000 horsemen. 30,000 and 6,000, that's 36,000 people. Manasseh only has 3,000. The Plishim totally outnumbered Bnei Yisrael. And when you saw, as far as your eye could see, the Plishim were like sand that were, Asvatayim Larov, were as many as the sand on the sea. I think a lot of the beaches are closed now. My sister told me in Miami, the beaches are closed. You can't go to the beach and see the sand, but as far as your eyes could see, was pushed in. Okay, girls, Bnei Yisrael is getting petrified. They're getting so nervous. If Yisrael ruined, and the many of Yisrael saw cute Silo that there was pain, there was trouble for him. Kinagasha'am, because the nation was coming closer and closer. The Plishim were coming so close. The Yitzchabu Ha'am, and the nation hid. The Yitzchabu Ha'am, the nation hid. But Ma'aros, what's a Ma'ara? Excellent. It's a cave. Havachim are fortresses. Uvasalim in rocky places, uvatzricham and in towers, uvaboros and in pits, I really have cute pictures to show you all what caves look like and fortresses look like and rocky places look like and towers look like and pits look like, even though I know you know what those are. But Bnei Yisrael saw the Plishim coming and they hid and they were trying to hide. It's almost like, yeah, we can't hide fast enough from this virus and whatever. We can't really hide from it because it won't protect us. We can't save ourselves like this. Since they were hiding, they wanted to get away from the Plishim. The Ivrim of Uesha Yardin and Bnei Yisrael crossed over the Yardin, Eretz Gad Vigilad, to land the Gad Vigilad. Vishal Odenu Bagilgal. Sorry, needed to pause for a drink. And Shal was still in Gilgal. And the whole nation hurried after him. Girls, do you remember somewhere in your notes, if you flip back a few pages, I think I told you to make an asterisk and told you that, don't forget, Shmuel was giving Shaul a warning about a certain time. He's going to have to wait and don't do anything until Shmuel comes because Shmuel's going to bring the carbon. Well, if you can flip back, this is what we're talking about right here. Forever, it's so weird to teach without seeing your faces. All right. Vivram of Ruat HaYardin and Bnei Yisrael crossed over the Yardin. Eretz Gad Vigilad to the land of Gad Vigilad. Vishal Ozen about Gilgal. And Shaul was still in Gilgal. V'chol Am Chavradu Acharav. And the whole nation hurried after him. He was getting so much pressure. His army was shrinking and shrieking. The Plishim were coming closer and closer. And he didn't know what to do. V'yochal Shivas Yamim. And he waited for how many days? Excellent. For 7 days. Lumaway to the set time. Asher Shmuel. My first time actually say you have to add in the word Asher Amar Shmuel that Shmuel said. Shaul waited. He waited for 7 days. That's how long he thought he was supposed to wait. Asher Shmuel that Shmuel had told him to wait. And Shmuel had said to him, wait for their 7 days below Vashmuel HaGilgal. Shmuel did not come to Gilgal. Vayafet HaAmei 11. The nation scattered from him. And he waited for 7 days. Lama waited to the set time. Asher Shmuel, that Shmuel said. Shmuel did not come to Gilgal. The nation scattered from him. He was getting pressured. His army was leaving and escaping and running away from him and dwindling. And he was there with now so many people and the Plishim were coming. He didn't know what to do. But he knew he had to wait. And he waited 7 days. Shmuel told him to wait 7 days. And Shmuel didn't come. He didn't come. He didn't know what to do, but Shmuel didn't come, and he was getting pressured and pressured. And Pasuk Tess, what does he do? Vayomer Shaul, and Shaul said, Hagishu Eli, bring close to me. Ha'ola v'hashlamim, the karbanos, bring close to me the ola and the shlamim. Vaya'al ha'ola, and he brought up the carbon. Some of the Farshim say he waited 7 whole days, and he was supposed to wait to the 8th day. Some of the Farshim say he waited to the beginning of the 7th day, and he should have waited to the end of the 7th day. But whatever, which way it is, he did wait, but he didn't wait long enough. And he didn't wait long enough, and he brought that carbon. You know, like when you're waiting in school for your carpool, God willing, we'll be back in school waiting for your carpool, and carpool to come, and the carpool doesn't come. You say, fine, I'm going to go inside and call my mother. Boom, what happens? As soon as you go inside, what happens? Boom, your mother comes. So this is basically what happened. Shmuel was so pressured, and he didn't want to bring the carbon, but he didn't have a choice. He felt pressured. Vayomer Shmuel, and Shmuel said, Hagashu Eli Ha'ola Vashlamim, bring close to me the Ola Shlamim, Vayal Ha'ola, and he brought up the carbon. Plus, like, you have Vayikach Ha'loso, and it was when he finished the halosa ola from bringing up the carbon. Vihine Shmuel ba. And behold, Shmuel came. Ve'yitze Shaul, and Shaul went out. Lekraso to greet him, and Levercho to bless him. Shaul really thought that he did the right thing because why? Because he waited and Shmuel didn't come. And Shaul felt he didn't have a choice. And Shaul sees Shmuel, and he needs Shmuel. Ba, behold, so it was when he finished Alosa Ola to bring up the carbon. He needs Shmuel. Ba, behold, Shmuel came. Vayitze Shaul, and Shaul went out. Lekraso Levercho to greet him and to bless him. Okay. Shaul and Shmuel then continue to have a conversation, which we will wait till tomorrow to continue the story. Thank you so much for listening, everybody, and I hope that you get this class. If you have any questions, please, you can call me, you can text me, you can email me. I miss you, and I hope that you learned something. I hope I entertained you a little bit, and now I have to see how, when you are done recording, press star 9. Okay, we're going to do this, and hopefully this works, and this will record. Have a wonderful day, everybody. I miss you. I miss you.